The Traveler's Journal, August 7th. Previewing Jersey's. The five Channel Islands jut from the English Channel like epaulets on France's Atlantic shoulder. Though just 12 miles long by 7 wide, the Isle of Jersey is the largest and most developed. St. Helier, Jersey's only real city, is a quick cosmopolitan place. It unfurls along the long curve of St. Oban's Bay, with Elizabeth Castle posing picturesquely in its harbor. Once a port for trading between England and France, St. Helier is now a safe harbor for international finance, with sophisticated shops and French restaurants. It'll be especially busy this weekend as Jersey holds its Battle of the Flowers, and elaborate blossom-bedecked floats parade city streets. Yet drive a mile or two inland and Jersey regains its relaxed rural air, with stone wall-lined lanes, neat lavender fields, and long coastal views. Touring the island can be a low-key treasure hunt, seeking out quirky attractions on a maze of narrow roads. St. Owen's Bay, a 5-mile sweep of sand that covers Jersey's entire western end, is a stunning swath of scenery. Nearby St. Berlad's Bay is the setting for some of the island's larger resort hotels. Other Jersey gems include a Neolithic burial vault, a zoo for endangered species, and a warren of tunnels dug as a German army command center. After checking the sites, visitors realize Jersey's real attraction is its unique blend of England and France, placed in a most agreeable and manageable setting. Then they just relax and enjoy its essence. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.